Die Toerismeraad van Suid-Afrika het vandag toegetree in die stryd tussen ondernemings en die gasvryheidsbedryf en versekeraars oor die betaling van sake onderbrekingseise wat spruit uit die COVID-19 pandemie en die grendeltyd. Omtrent alle ondernemings in die gasvryheidsbedryf moes tydens die eerste deel van die grendeltyd sluit en het dus hulle inkomste verloor. Nou hulle wil ingevolge die sake onderbrekingsdekking in hulle versekeringspolisse vir 'n verlies van inkomste by hulle versekeraars eis. Maar verskeie versekeraars sê, hoewel die polisse 'n verlies aan inkomste dek wat uit pandemie spruit, het die ondernemings die verliese gelei in die grendeltyd wat nie direk spruit uit die pandemie nie. Van die versekeraars wat nie eise wil uitbetaal nie, sluit Santam, Old Mutual, Momentum, Holland en Guardrisk in. Outsurance het echter reeds aangedui dat hierdie versekeraar eise wel sal uitbetaal. Chafiwa Chiwengwa is die uitvoerende hoof van die Toerismeraad van Suid-Afrika. Chafiwa, thank you so much for joining me. What do you think of the insurer's decision not to pay out business interruption claims?
No, thank you for having me and good evening to your listener. Look, like I said during the day, I think that, you know, it's disingenuous for the insurance company that we, you know, have been using and paying premiums for many, many years. And then now when we are putting the claims for business interruptions, you know, they are dodging and then they are telling us this and that, it's disingenuous, it's unfair, and it's insensitive to the situation at hand. And, you know, this comes to the tourism industry as a triple threat. We have insurances that are refusing to pay the claims that we've put in. We have a government that's saying that interprovincial travel is not allowed. We have a UIF that's saying that, you know, the UIF TS programs is coming to an end. So where do we go? So that's where, you know, we're saying that it's disingenuous. They must pay up. And I believe that, you know, they must come to the party. We are all in this together. And there shouldn't be, you know, any company that, you know, comes with stories when it comes to this matter.
Yeah, but the claims that could be paid out could be immense. There is a group of around 500 firms in the industry who is pursuing a class action suit against the insurers, and only these 500 firms have claims of between 4.5 and 5 billion rand. But it's clear that this will go to court, and if it goes to court, it will take possibly years to be able to settle. And these businesses do not have years. Are you going to get involved as the Tourism Board of South Africa?
Now, look, these businesses, you know, cannot afford, you know, these delays of going to court. You know, many of insurance companies, you know, they can afford to go and say, well, we want to go to court. What needs to happen here is that they need to recognize that this is urgent. When one gets a business interruption insurance, it means that it needs to pay urgently when business is interrupted. Right now, we have people, you know, all these companies that are saying, well, you know, we can book a card, we can delay this, it can be many years. Those businesses will be dead by that time. So it's unfair and unjust for them to now take these businesses, which majority of them are smaller businesses, they're not going to be able, you know, to go to court if it wasn't for this, you know, collective that's taking legal action. So one of the things that ought to happen is that the insurance is going to come to the table and negotiate if we need to negotiate. They need to say, you know, what is it that they can pay so that we can get people, you know, on their feet. They can be able to operate and they can be able to pay their staff. It's really unfair. And that's what I'm saying, that, you know, this kind of attitude from the insurance companies, you know, pretty much saying that, you know, we're not going to pay because lockdown, you know, is implemented by government and it's not pandemic. I think that that's disingenuous and that's, you know, playing with words. When we buy this insurance and we pay premiums, we're not playing with words. We're looking for assurance when things like this happen. And we are where we are today. And they need to come, you know, they need to come to the table. Yeah. It's time to pay up, you know, from the insurance companies.
Chafiwa, thank you so much for your time tonight. That was Chafiwa Chiwengwa. En hy is die uitvoerende hoof van die Toerismeraad van Suid-Afrika. Johan, dis 'n baie interessante situasie hierdie. Ek dink dit gaan nog MBA gevalle studies die bron wees daarvan vir baie jare. Wat maak jy daarvan?
Ryk, ja, ek dink ons praat al 'n paar weke oor hierdie kwessie en dit is eintlik vir my interessant dat die toerisme besigheidsraad nou uiteindelik lyk my nou ook bietjie meer betrokke geraak het. Maar die groot ding hierso is dat daar moet 'n enkele front wees waarmee hierdie toerisme bedryf na hierdie versekeraars toe gaan. Jy weet daar's soos ek gesê, daar's baie klein besighede wat nie vir hulle self kan veg nie. So hulle moet 'n verenigde front hê. En Ryk, net om dit in perspektief te plaas, hoe belangrik is toerisme in ons land? Dit is 8% van ons bruto binnelandse produk en dit verteenwoordig erns tussen direkte werksgeleenthede van so 740.000 tot indirekte werksgeleenthede van so 1.5 miljoen mense. So jy weet, hierdie is 'n kwessie wat ons so gou as moontlik antwoord moet begin kry, want jy kry net hier gevoel dra eenvormigheid is in terme van hoe hierdie verskillende versekeraars met hierdie kwessie deel nie.
Ja, as ek reg onthou is die toerismebedryf, indien nie groter nie, net kleiner as die mynbedryf in Suid-Afrika, dit is 'n baie, baie belangrike deel van ons ekonomie.
Ja, die mynbedryf het natuurlik oor die afgelope dekade of twee redelik teruggesak en ek dink die toerismebedryf kan dalk net groter wees as die mynbedryf.